Hold on, David, get down back off that chair. You were panicking then when you heard that. Oh, the Daleks, Weevil. Not like those ridiculous sidemen with the flares.
That's a proper Dalek voice artist. Yeah,
right.
That's
well, probably, yeah, yeah.
Well spotted as well. Yeah, well spotted, you. David. Okay, here we go. We've got Deborah, we've got John. They're ready to play the Time Lord Shuffle. We're going to give you a qualifying question now. Leap in if you know the answer. Whoever knows the answer will then control the game.
They can choose either TARDIS A or TARDIS B.
So, Deborah, John, you ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
Here's the question. Which, well, actually, David, why don't you read the first
question? Shall I read a question?
Yes, please, do read the qualifying question.
The qualifying question. Qualifying question. Which pop star has just released his new album entitled Reality Killed
John.
The Videos? John.
Peter Andre?
No.
Oh, it's a revelation, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so Deborah, we'll let you...
Deborah,
well,
you got it anyway by default, but...
It was Robbie Williams.
Was it?
It is Robbie Williams. So you didn't know that answer, Deborah?
No.
Let me just clarify something here.
That'd be true.
Neither of you watch Doctor Who. Neither of you know Robbie Williams has got a new album out.
Yeah.
What are you, in a cocoon somewhere? You're in a... You're in little caves? Well, if you're in a time warp, then that will probably help.
Yes.
Because
they're
now... Like in 1963, I think.
Would you like TARDIS A or TARDIS B, young Deborah?
I'll go for TARDIS A, please.
Okay, hang on. She needs to enter a TARDIS.
Please enter your TARDIS.
So she's in TARDIS A.
I'm going to rip these apart. You're in TARDIS A. Has it landed?
No, yeah, it's landed now.
It's landed. Yeah. Oh, I see. I didn't hear it land.
Doesn't it have a dematerialisation noise?
Oh, for goodness sake.
You can't forget.
Yeah, but you get it. You get the actual Daleks. I mean...
Don't forget he's still the Doctor right now.
I forgot about that.
He knows what's going on.
So she's gone from 2009 and she's landed
I'll
in.
I'll do the noise of it landing. That's it. Wow. I didn't know you did the noises as well.
I do everything, yeah.
Incredible.
The budget's smaller than you think.
Smaller than you think. Yeah. Okay, so this is your first question. You've got to tell us what year you think you have landed in, Deborah. Take it away, please.
Which singer sang the song On Days Like These for the opening of the 1969 movie The Italian Job?
Matt Monro.
Wow, straight in.
She didn't even in. So she's gone from 1969 and she now goes to her next year and she lands again.
Hold on, I'll do the noise this time.
TARDIS is slightly malfunctioning, but...
He's got the flu.
Yeah. Okay, she went from 1969, she's now landed in 1995.
It's there, David.
Was it this bit?
Yes.
That one,
yeah.
That one.
He never likes
Which
that,
Manchester man. United footballer was banned from playing football and fined... Well, obviously banned from playing football, that's a bit... Was banned from playing football and fined £20,000 for attacking a fan on the 27th of January, 1995.
I know, I think it's Eric Cantona.
You're good.
Ah, Cantona. So she Can goes. I just clarify, that's football, not foodball.
So she's gone from 1985 to 1954. You're just too many
two
noises.
Good luck. That's making me feel slightly sick. Which British athlete broke the 4-minute mile by running a time of 3 minutes 59.4 seconds on the 6th of May 1954?
I think it was Roger Bannister.
Oh,
you're all over
three.
This quiz.
You need, wow. You've moved from 1954 to 2005. Oh. Two more and you've taken it.
Oh, it's landing.
What were allowed to open for 24 hours from the 24th of November 2005?
Pubs.
Oh, do we give it?
I'm sorry. The first answer you gave
really?
Was shots.
You're yes. harsh. You're harsh.
So you're now stuck in 2005.
You're running away with it.
If you were John, what would you think? If we
I'd be gutted.
Deborah, that's fair enough, isn't it? You knew, but you did answer incorrectly initially.
I did. But it was a little slip of the tongue.
Never mind what
it's
it
all
was.
Right, you're in 2005. You've got two more chances to get out. But John, now you're
in with a chance.
Entering TARDIS B.
Here's the TARDIS landing. More. It's landed 1977.
Is it?
Yes,
I think so.
You're on TARDIS
not
B.
My sheet. TARDIS
B.
I see. Oh, they're on different bits. Okay,
yes.
Very good. Very
he's,
good,
new
very good.
He's new to Microsoft Word. He lays it out. He doesn't know how to paginate.
John. Sorry, I should read this out, right? John, have you entered your TARDIS?
Yes, he has. I've done that.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Okay, sure. Which music publisher ended its relationship with the Sex Pistols on the 6th of January 1977 because of their notorious public behaviour?
Oh, my word.
They wrote a song about it, John.
No, I'm sorry, it's gone.
Name a record company.
Richard Branson, no Virgin.
No, not Virgin, not Motown, no. EMI.
So you're in 77.
You're stuck back there. So, Deborah, it's back to you.
In 2005.
Stuck in 2005.
You only need to get this right and you've won.
No, she moves on to another year.
What? How
much? She's on year three. Oh, she's got two more to go.
We might need to get you back at Christmas to finish this off, David. Okay, here we go. 2005. Are you ready, Deborah?
I am.
Blah, blah, you landed.
No, she was already there.
Oh, you're already there.
She's gone somewhere else.
She's stuck in 2005.
What did the English
England cricket team due to Australia for the first time since 1987 on the 12th of September 2005?
Keep it clean.
They won the Ashes.
They won the Ashes!
So she now goes to 1983. If you get this one right, you've won the game.
The BBC launched its first... the BBC launched its first breakfast news programme on BBC One at 6:30 a.m. on the 17th of January 1983. Who were the hosts?
Multiple choice for you, here you go.
Oh, yes, exactly. Is it A, Maurice Stewart and Nick Ross, B, Frank Boff and Selena Scott, or C, Selena Scott and David Dimbleby?
Frank Boff and Selena Scott.
Blimey, you know your onions.
Done it.
Don't you? You know your onions.
You've made yourself back to 19.
There's obviously nothing to do in Stockport because you're sitting at home reading the almanac each year.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you have won the title. John, frankly, you needn't have bothered phoning in.
I reckon I'll be a ringer.
You got leapt in. I think we'll find Deborah on Popmasters every week. Ken Bruce getting his wife. John, never mind. We'll make sure you get some prezzies and you got to speak to David as well, which is a lovely treat for you. Lovely speaking to you. We'll send you your mug as well. Deborah, you've got presents galore coming your way. I call them presents, but really they're prizes. And David is, of course, delighted you won.
I'm thrilled, Deborah.
Because you're going to buy him on Amazon any minute now.
Thank you. You should click on that now.
Yeah, you should click on it now because, let's face it, pretty soon they're going to melt all them down.
I know, exactly. There'll be landfill before you know it.
Yeah.
And Deborah, you get one of these.
Well done.
Thank you.
And John gets one of these.
You will be exterminated.
I might as well use it.
Yeah, it's nice.
You might as well use it.
You might use it again. No, when Matt Smith comes in next year and I'm history.
We're not going to even speak to him.
You say that now.
I say that now, yeah. Soon he'll be in. I'll be going,
you're
my favourite.
Oh, you're the best.
You're my favourite. I loved your Hamlet. I haven't done Hamlet yet. Well, when you do, it'll be great. I bet. Are you in Trinian's 3? Hey, David, great to see you.
It's lovely to be here.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me just say, hand on heart, no word of a lie, you are going to enjoy, if you're at all interested in Doctor Who, but even if you just like quality cracking drama with a human heart, then you will love the new Doctor Who, which is on tomorrow night on BBC One at Sunday night at 7 p.m, I believe it is.
7 p.m. Sunday night.
It's called The Water Mars, and of course it's leading the way for the sad but inevitable regeneration of the Doctor, as David will be bowing out of the role just after Christmas sometime, which is sad news, but at the same time, it's what you want, and of course it makes the character stay alive and young forever.
Indeed. That's the deal.
David, great to see you. As always, it's a pleasure.
Thank you for having me, John.
Thank you for coming. Take care. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play some more music, and coming up we have, believe it or not, James Earl Jones.